Yo, so should we just leave? Because he's not even here.
Yo.
Oh, as he comes back.
All right, fine. Goddamn. I had to.
What do you mean? You here?
Oh. Set up outside. All right. Y'all niggas ready to get this on?
I don't know if Ryan here. He was here, but.
I'm right here.
He's here.
No, he's dead, bro.
Damn, he's dead.
How are you? You're such a gay.
We can't say that no more, bro.
I don't care. Who's gonna stop me?
Nah, the word gay is illegal.
What? That shit hella gay.
Yeah.
Hashtag no homo, yo.
Yeah. Alright, y'all ready to get this started? Do some intros?
Sure.
What we doing?
I don't know.
We're gonna introduce ourselves and then get into the podcast like we usually do.
Hey, man, you know, I'm living my best life, so I don't know.
Are you going to start
yo,
off?
Yo. You got it. Yo. Welcome to the 215 podcast. I'm Rich.
Corny ass nigga. I'm Jalen. You know what I'm saying? I'll be chilling.
I'm Ryan. All
right. And we got Ryan here somewhere. Whatever.
What's up, y'all? All
right. No cap. It's been a minute. I know it's been like 3, 4, maybe 5 weeks since we did a podcast episode.
It sounds like we got candy. It sounds like we got candy. I mean, it's cool though. Cool. Like,
yeah. Damn, like, man, I'm still in North Carolina. I got stuck in North Carolina, yo.
Yeah, that's kind of nutty.
We was going through an episode before I left, but then I had a camping trip for work. And it's
camping.
It's
not, did you go camping? Was it just like black people?
It was all of us from the job.
Nah, see, I couldn't go camping with just black people. That don't sound wise. You guys,
nah,
you had one white boy there. Because they know
nah,
what you're doing.
It was a couple, you know, it was a couple white people there. They was the one that set up the camping trip. But they let the kids cook the food, bro. It did not go well.
They let who cook the food?
They let the kids cook the food. And
what?
It was disgusting.
See, that's why I fuck them kids. Michael Jordan, right?
I ain't say all that. I love children, you know.
All right. Start the cast with the Jordan. Stop it.
What you say?
Start the topics. You got them?
Yo, bro, you're not going to yell at me on my own podcast, bro.
Yo, my God. That nigga, your podcast? Oh, this nigga's fucking dick. All right. Anyway, this is...
No, but before we do begin, I want to let everybody know that if there is a decline in sound quality, it's because we're recording remotely. Like I said, I'm in North Carolina. Jalen is in, where the fuck are you in?
Atlanta.
Jalen's in Atlanta at school, and Ryan is in Philly. So it's going to be a decrease in sound quality, but hey, just got to live with it.
I think they're making Ryan die.
That's Ryan. Cool, girl.
Oh, here. Cool. All right, so the first topic on the docket. Shit, let's go with Spider-Man. You know, Twitter's lit up right now because it seems like Spider-Man will not be part of the MCU anymore.
Just loud-ass yeah, car, nigga.
That's kind of sad after he had, like, I mean, I had a problem with it. We went from Tobey Maguire. I thought he was cool. Spider-Man, then we went to fucking nut-ass with me. Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, we had a couple.
And then we had Tom Holland, who was like perfect for the role, and now we don't got nothing no more.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, there's conspiracy theories rolling around Twitter, and some people say this might be a marketing ploy because Marvel and Sony, or not Marvel, Disney and Sony were in like contract negotiations, and that's why it didn't work out, because they couldn't re-agree on a contract. Disney apparently wants more money than Sony feels like they should get for the movies. And, you know, they said, Sony said no. And so now with the news hitting the media and the social media outcry from everybody, people think that, this is Disney's way of showing that they need, Disney on the table and that they should, you know, cower to whatever.
It's cool because no usually means yes, so we'll probably get it.
No does not usually mean yes. I'm not letting you get that one off.
No usually means yes. Cool, bro.
No, right. No, it doesn't. No always means no. Unless it means yes.
I don't know what you're saying, bro. You sound weird.
You sound really weird, bro. I can't let you. I can't let you say that on this podcast.
No, that's cool, bro. It just be like that sometimes.
He gonna be in jail soon. That's crazy.
Yo, speaking of jail, another topic we've got is what Philly is calling our boy John Wick. dude's real name is Maurice Hill, and he was in the news last week because he held all the North Philly down. There are like 50 cops out there with him, and he shot 6 of them while posted up inside his crib. Story is that he was being served a warrant, and they made it seem like he wasn't going. They did not want to go back to jail. So he shot 6 of the cops.
No.
The standoff was over 8 hours, yo.
And he took hostages, right?
He said what?
He took hostages, right?
He had hostages. Yeah, two cops was hostage, yeah.
How did that even happen, yo?
Apparently they was upstairs and he was downstairs and they like was trying to not make too much noise or some shit. I don't know. All I know is he was the GOAT until it came out today that he might be a rat.
Oh,
dang. News is saying he a federal informant.
You gonna take that out?
Which to me makes sense. Because now that explains why he wasn't trying to go back to prison, yo.
Fact.
Nigga knew what was about to happen to him.
He's going to get caked, like, severely.
And I'm going to ignore that comment about his cheeks. We're not talking about
that. We could pour one out for him, yo.
I mean,
no.
I guess. I mean, he shot 6 cops, bro. I'm kind of pouring
one out. But no man deserves to get caked, bro. Plus, fuck 12, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah, I guess. Y'all niggas playing, man. This is the first podcast in a few weeks. We need to liven it up for people.
Maybe all right.
Damn. You don't care about our fans, bro?
No, I got you.
Is that what you're saying?
I like people.
I got this theory, right? So I think if she make you wait too long for a pussy, you should hear her cervix on purpose multiple times. That's thorough.
But why would you do that, though?
Because she made you wait too long. That's not thorough.
But
what is too long?
Like over 2 weeks.
No, why is this a discussion? You just shouldn't do that.
Is this a chick or is this like some random joint?
Random joint.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Like over 2 weeks? All right.
I have no comment.
You gotta hit it on purpose and then say you did it by accident. Like, oh, my fault.
Bro, why would you do that? You really
cause
her pain. I want you to know that.
To cause her pain.
Did you just do this last week? I feel like you just did this in the past couple of days.
I've never heard girl serve it. I don't know what you're talking about. It's never happened.
Okay. You're really a spiteful person, bro.
My man said, I don't got the link.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of things out of spite. I don't know if I can trust you.
Millimeter Pete over there.
Hey, I'm thorough. And 30 seconds on the clock.
More. No, you said 50? That's too much. It's 30 seconds, bro. I think you've been
30 seconds on the clock.
Next topic.
Bro, I don't know what y'all talking about, but I give her a solid 9.
Next topic.
Wait, that's kind of thorough. Wait, hold
on. Nah, solid 9 seconds, bro. That's all you need.
That's like 3 pumps and it's over.
So it takes you 3 seconds to do 1 pump.
What kind of fire beat you got?
Listen, bro, you gotta have that slow pump. That's when it's thorough.
Next topic.
Nah, bro, I think we're cool on this one.
Okay.
So 9 seconds, 3 pumps. That's the consensus.
Yeah, cause like, all right, listen, slow pumps are always better than fast pumps. That's what I think, Christian. You want to go in slow?
Huh?
You want to come out kind of fast?
This is sounding mad slow. Crazy.
That's the trick. Cause you don't want to do the same stroke the whole time. You switch up your stroke every now and then. Like first you go in slow, come out fast, go in slow, come out fast. You can do a couple fast strokes, and you want to do some more slow strokes. You want to keep switching it up.
I'm going to fit all of this in 9 seconds.
Put it back in. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. You got to be quick.
Bro, you got to be like the Flash, bro. Yeah.
Nah, bro. Shit. What do we have? Oh, so our boy ASAP Rocky, to cover up on that story, ASAP Rocky was sent back to the U.S. He did come back, but he also did get found guilty in Sweden. They're not going to require any more jail time. He probably just going to have to pay some fines.
He'd be all right.
But that's kind of ass, though. Like, imagine how tough it would be to say you got locked up in Sweden.
That's
spend some months overseas. Nah, that's kind of throwing.
You can probably make an album off that joint, though. For real, for real.
First of all, Swedish jail runs are hard. That's not even a hard prison. Like,
if he got locked
up in if he got locked up in Russia, then I'd be like, oh, he got locked up in the gulag.
You don't leave Russian prison, bro.
Huh?
You don't leave Russian prison.
Yeah, bro. Probably,
that would have been a fire album.
It could have been called Locked Balls, bro.
It could have been called Lockdown in the Gulag. I don't listen to that album. At least twice.
Yo, you know what's sick about music these days, though?
What's up?
What?
Like, a lot of niggas actually get hype when they see their favorite artists going through, like, bad predicaments just because they feel like, you know, some good music is going to come out of it. Like, the weekend of his girlfriend broke up, and it was like, oh, this album about to be fire.
Right?
Like, imagine being an artist and just knowing that if any misery befalls you,
that's
all
why bitches love Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift always doing something. They're heartbroken. That joke. I don't like Taylor Swift, but except for that one song. What was that? You know the video?
You like
music
Taylor
video?
Swift?
I like one song.
First of all, T-Swizzle was kind of hard. I'm just going to point that out.
So
right
what's
now.
That T-Swizzle song where it was like, in the music video, she was doing the thing. She was trying to go with the Boulder Prom or something. It's like,
bro, I don't know because I don't listen to Taylor Swift.
Now, listen, the best song she ever made was that I knew you were in trouble when you walked in.
Bro, why are you saying
that? That girl goes so hard.
Why are you saying
that? It goes so hard, though.
Bro, not harder than my meat. I mean,
what? Bro, this is supposed to be a nice, peaceful podcast conversation.
Who said peaceful? We're never peaceful, though. That don't always sound like this.
Ryan's talking about being a minute man. You talking about your meat. And Taylor Swift.
There's so many thorough things that are being said right now. I like it.
Thanks, bro. That's right.
This is what you consider thorough, bro?
Yeah.
Wow.
You
know
it's
thorough not
when thorough. Speaking at home, bro.
You know it's not thorough. The Amazon rainforest being on fire.
Yo, I'm so tired of people retweeting that. I am tired of people retweeting that. That makes me so mad. Like,
why?
What am I supposed to do about it? I'm supposed to drive over to the rainforest, get a bucket, and be like, all right, I'm helping.
a bucket at the Amazon, bro.
All right. Imagine now, somebody in the Amazon rainforest, you know, they growing buds here. If that shit lit on fire, yo, that shit gonna be lit. Yo.
Everybody gonna be fried, bro.
No,
workers are like, nah, fuck this, yo. I'm chilling. I got the bud.
It's actually kind of sad because, you know, it's indigenous peoples that live in the rainforest.
Okay, what do you want me to do about that?
But they survived many of the years.
It's a terrible tragedy. It's a terrible tragedy. It's sad. But I don't know why people keep retweeting it, though. I'm confused. Like,
yeah, low key,
retweeting is not helping anybody.
Low-key, it's not
helping. It just shows everybody that they care.
All I'm saying is retweeting isn't helping this. Retweeting didn't help the people in Sudan. Retweet doesn't help anything. I'm so sick of it. Like, they're just trying to get social media clout off the trend. There's no point in retweeting it. Like, why do you keep doing it?
I feel like people overestimate what knowledge of situations do for stuff like this. Because the people are saying, like, oh, there's no media coverage and stuff like that. But for the people with power to do something about this know about it already. For instance, this particular situation was caused in part, I believe, by the Brazilian government. So, like, the niggas know already. Like, I don't know what they want us to do. Like you said, I'm not about to rush over there with a bucket. So,
hey, man, I'll go over there. Y'all got to pay for my ticket, though. I'll go with y'all. Whoever's going, buy my ticket. I'll be right there with you, throwing water on it.
You know where we should go, bro?
Where?
We should go to that Area 51 raid, bro.
No.
Nah. First of all,
I want to do it.
For
I want to do it just for the meme, bro.
take on Mercy. What? So you want to die for a meme?
If I gotta die, that's a throwaway to die, bro.
Uh-huh. My man's gonna be Naruto running, yo.
Throwaway to die I've ever heard of.
Niggas gonna mow you down, yo. They probably got real.
Nah, bro. I died in pursuit of knowledge. That's how I feel about
okay,
it.
Okay, that's what?
Okay, but nobody's gonna know. That's the problem. You died for no reason because you're not gonna get past the defenses. That's the problem.
Nah, I'm gonna make sure it's just like a truck about a good. Like 10 meters behind me at all times so that they get the footage.
They can, what if they blow the truck? What?
You can't speak now, bro. That's a shame.
Bro, this is what's going to happen. Right? They're going to be outside the gate, yo. Somebody go try to climb over the gate. He's going to get shot. Everybody's going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't.
The gate probably got like electricity on it. Joint. That shit probably fry you.
All I know is the Area 51 raid is not going to go well, but it's all right, though. It's not going to go how people think it's going to go.
That's it's probably going to be funny, though. I mean, not funny. Seeing people get mad.
It's
going to
be funny. It's
funny.
Hilarious.
But, it's like, funny. Imagine that, you know. Like, how did your grandfather die? You know, he died in the
Area 51 raid.
Area 51 raid.
Bro,
yeah, he was a
23-year-old like,
man looking for aliens.
If I heard that, I was like, so your grandfather was an idiot. Okay, I got it now.
That's basically what that mean, bro. No, I want to know how many people exactly show up for that raid, bro. Like, I need some way for people to document this. I don't know how they're going to pull it off, but I need to know how many people actually show up. It's going to be like a solid... It's going to be 40 niggas in 10-foot heights, bro.
Huh?
40 niggas in 10-foot heights is going to show up to the Area 51 raid.
Not going to lie, bro. The more you say it, the more thorough it sounds. Maybe we should go.
See, when is this, it? This is what I'm saying. It's like September 20th or something. If we got to go out, we might as well go out that way.
I think we should sell our merch there, too. Maybe like sell hot dogs or something. We should make this money.
We go out there with water bottles?
Wait, we don't have merch?
No, we don't. What?
Oh, I thought we had
merch. We broke, nigga. No, we don't have merch.
I thought we had broke. My fault, too.
Why did y'all
we have merch?
How would we have merch? What would our merch say?
Is he talking about?
It would be a hoodie that says 215. Anybody from Philly would want it. Just say.
Okay, that's
no.
Actually kind of thorough. No, hold on. In our little logo, that would be kind of thorough.
I would buy that hoodie 215.
We need fans, though.
Huh?
That's the only issue. We need fans.
Our loyal fans right here listening right now. Our 50 people,
what,
you know, they
how are they listening right now while we're these kind of dumb?
No, bro, right just pretend we're yeah, exactly. It's happening in real time.
Nah, nah.
You think it's too deep into it. It's not that deep, bro.
Nah.
Well, soon we're gonna have merch, guys. Actually, I'm not promising.
Why are you promising this early?
Don't listen to me. I'm not promising it.
Oh, hold on. If we talk about merch, I do actually Well, I am about to become a partner in a clothing brand. So, we got some merch coming out soon.
A porn star.
Why would I be talking about porn stars, Jalen?
That's kind of thorough, though.
Yeah, I'm up
but speaking
porn star,
of porn stars, no, I'm kidding.
My favorite person is Julie K. Like,
hold on. No.
She's top.
Or Tiana. All right.
No, hold on.
She's not overrated, but... I don't know.
Wait a minute, y'all. Have y'all heard about Mia Khalifa talking about she only made $12,000?
That's so thorough.
Damn.
That's crazy to me. Like, some people think she's lying. I wouldn't lie about that, bro. $12,000? You know how many times I watch those videos?
What?
That's $12,000 for me.
What?
Like, if she got paid for streaming, bro, it'd be fire.
She got
I really thought porn stars was, like, making bank, but apparently you only get paid based on the shoot. And, like, so many websites stole all her videos that she not worth nothing no more.
So?
I mean, do I feel bad? No. Keep it real.
Why not?
Why would I?
She exposed herself on the internet for money and only
got
$12,000.
Okay.
Yeah. That's really not a me problem. That's not a me problem. That's a her problem. You see the problem here?
Okay, but bro, you think Mia Khalifa was only worth $12,000, bro, to the porn industry?
Yeah. Her videos aren't even that good.
Yeah. All right. Really working. All
right.
She's not top
20. What we're not going to do is discuss the top 20 porn stars on this podcast.
That's anything.
I don't even know if I know 20 porn stars.
You definitely right now.
Yo, should we make Mia Khalifa the picture for this podcast?
I don't know if you want. All right, Ebony Emerson.
I wish you make
Julie K.
I love Julie K. Ebony
Emerson
is the best category.
Hands down. Y'all like
Weezer?
I said Ebony Emerson is the best porn character. A porn
That's facts. That's facts.
Period.
We're talking about professional porn stars. We're talking about professional drawings.
No, we don't care.
Like,
he's right.
Y'all know who got my vote. Bro, this shit on Twitter be fire.
It did become fire.
The Twitter porn be fire, bro.
I don't know about that. Because now... No, because think about it, bro. Now they... I don't even see Twitter porn like that no more. All I see is, like, every other chick.
You don't follow the right pages. I got you, bro. I got you.
No, I don't want that.
I see it all the time. I don't know what you're talking about, dog.
Oh, yeah, this thing is important.
No, you be wilding on the TL, right?
Yeah, who gonna stop me?
I only see, like, every other chick that look like she just lives a normal life, and then out of nowhere, she posts something about her OnlyFans account.
I'm just
like,
a normal girl.
What the hell?
Premium Snapchat. Yo, fuck up, man.
Yo, premium Snapchat.
Yeah, bro. I got one of them going, so.
I'm going to drop my premium Snapchat.
The Jalen premium Snapchat is probably nasty.
I'm a nasty boy.
It's just him twirling his dreads.
What? All right, you know what? I would like nothing like that to ever be said again.
DM the Twitter account.
That wasn't
if you want
even bad
hand,
though.
Or if you want
that
my
wasn't even bad. That sounds like a
premium Snapchat.
That was bad.
That's not premium content for the premium Snap, bro.
That wasn't thorough, bro. So it's not thorough.
Under freemium premium.
What? All right. No.
This nigga dumb.
Everybody, I'm following Richard on Twitter right now.
Actually, go follow us on our socials. I'm same old Rich on everything.
I'm maybe spiritual on everything. Maybe underscore.
Oh, my Twitter got banned. I don't even know why.
Dickhead. No,
dang,
now y'all want to be quiet?
No one love you, yo.
Damn.
That's why you got banned on Twitter for saying you was gonna kill me.
The question
why you
is
for saying you gonna kill your friend, bro.
Wait. But did Jalen lie? Does anyone love
him? I will hope
answer
so.
The question.
Oh. All
right. I love you, bro. Yeah.
Thanks, bro. See,
that's
he did
that's
lie.
A gay. That's saying a homo, yo. What?
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Jalen does not he does not represent our beliefs in any way.
Not at all.
Well, I said that shit was gay. That's all I said. Who said gay was a bad thing? See, you're making a bad thing. I could have been a compliment. Like, oh, that shit gay, dog.
What?
This is the worst thing I've ever heard. Coming at my mouth. See, y'all the one that took it. Y'all was pessimistic.